gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello and welcome to Broken Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by Trevor Lee.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah.
How are you enjoying Wrestling MediaCon?
It's been good, you know, fun time. UK scene's awesome, so, you know, we're just happy to be here.
You like in Manchester?
Yeah,
of course. To look around?
Of course. I've seen more of the nightlife than the, you know, the daytime, but we'll see, right?
First one to ask, what prompted you to win the tights and get into the ring?
So my father, Tracy Cadell, started a mega wrestling with Matt and Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
So those guys were training in my yard from the day I was born.
I interviewed Shannon Moore last week.
Exactly, yeah. All those guys, Omega produced 17 talents that ended up getting signed to like a major deal.
Yeah.
And in the 90s, that was a big deal. You know, nobody else was doing that. So I just kind of grew up in it, and when I came a proper age to really start training, it was just, it was all over from there.
So how important do you think the advent of social media has become to the indie scene?
How positive is social media?
Yeah.
Social media is, a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
Everyone has a voice, which isn't a problem, but... You know, a lot of people can just be very hateful, but at the same time, it can be very positive. So it's just kind of like depending on the day where you're at, you know.
Yeah, I've interviewed some older wrestlers, and they remember back in the day, we had to set up a camera, film your match, get printed 30 times, send it to promoters.
Exactly,
but now you just have to email them a link for a YouTube channel and just
retweet. Yeah.
What's your favorite film with a wrestler in?
Favorite film with a wrestler? Oh, wow, that's a good question.
Dancer is the Princess Bride.
Andre was awesome. I don't know. I'm just gonna have to go with an easy answer and just say anything The Rock's in, right?
Yeah. You've named about 50 films.
Yeah, exactly. Right. There's a whole a whole list.
Minus Hercules was that one.
Oh yeah, Hercules. Yeah. I remember being very hyped for that, and then just kind of being let down. But it was still a fun movie. I think I liked Scorpion King a lot. One of his first movies. Yeah,
that's one of my ex-girlfriends. That was our first date. She was like, "That was crap. We're not picking that. You're not picking films every." So, what is your workout playlist?
I listen to a lot of rap music. Specifically like trap. If you know anything about that, it's just like the Atlanta scene.
Yeah.
Just the music that comes out of there is like, it's just weird. It's like this like grimy kind of like, and the beats are just very like good tempo. I don't know. It's just, I just really enjoy it a lot. And anytime I'm working out, I'm always listening to some kind of rap music. Yeah.
Cool. If you're arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you got arrested for?
Maybe, let's see here. What is it called? Public indecency? disrupting the public? Who knows?
Sounds like we shouldn't have asked that. The police haven't found out.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Last one then. What do you want the best being known for in the business?
That's a good question. Ultimately, I guess just a good person, right?
Yeah.
That's all anyone wants to be in any business that you're ever in. I love this business. I've contributed a lot. I've trained people for 10 years now, which is wild because I'm only 24 years old. But so if anything, just being able to help people in general, just be a top guy, if you will, you know, take care of the people that are under us and just kind of help everybody out, you know, help everybody kind of make this a business, you know, that we can all, you know, profit off of.
Cool. Yeah, and what do you want to happen for the next year for you and the Cult of Lee and tag team titles, or are you wanting to get back into the X Division?
So I've won the tag team titles, and I have won the X Division championship 3 times, so ultimately I would like to win something else. I'd like to be the youngest Triple Crown champion in Impact history. But, you know...
I like that Grand Championship idea. It seems to have legs.
The Grand Championship. But it's parted ways, I could say. But who knows? Maybe I'm trying to put on some size. I'm trying to get in that heavyweight category. But who knows? We'll see. But I guess size doesn't matter when you see Brian Cage in the X Division. He's 300 pounds, just a rhinoceros. So. Anything. I'm just happy to be there.
Yeah, and you're enjoying your current feud of your team with Eli.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Felix and Pentagon.
Those guys are crazy. So it was cool to be able to just, you know, do it with them on TV one time. We've wrestled a couple times on the indies, but I don't think it's quite aired on TV yet. Has it? I don't think so. I think it might air maybe a week or two from now.
Yeah.
But it's definitely one to check out.
I'd say before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah, of course. You can follow me on Twitter at TLee910. I have an Instagram at TLeePro. I'm on Pro Wrestling Tees, /Trevor Lee, I believe. You can follow me on any of those. You can get merch at the Pro Wrestling Tees, whatever you want to do.
All the descriptions, but the links will be in the description below this interview. Yep. So I've really enjoyed having you on. I'd love to have you on our main show.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice meeting you guys.